Proclamation number 5231 of 9th of October, 1951. Vineyard work with the grace of God. Wherever it is possible to influence a human heart, my grace will flow abundantly so that my servants, if they carry out vineyard work in my name, will also have good results. I bless every word they speak in order to win a soul for me and my kingdom. I myself am present, I myself speak to my child and truly choose the words such that they resonate in the human heart, that the heart is touched by them, for I know who can still be saved, who can still find their way to me, and I leave no stone unturned to win these souls. I will lead you to them myself. And thus you know that your paths are marked out for you, which you have to take and will also take if you are willing to work for me. I only need your will, but then I will be at work myself, yet always hidden from people behind you so as not to make their will unfree. I could certainly do this redemptive work myself on the souls which are still to be won by merely enlightening their spirit and guiding them into right thinking. But you humans are free creatures and have to prove the freedom of your will as well as its direction in earthly life. You must decide for yourselves and can certainly receive a hint from me, but always through fellow human beings who do not force you to make a decision but leave it up to you. Yet I also know about your weakness of will and therefore I mercifully come to your aid. By speaking to you myself through human mouths, by choosing the words such that they appeal to you and you pay attention to them. For wherever there is only the slightest possibility for you to attain the right realization, I will help you without forcing your will. Thus my servants only carry out my will when they speak to you because they are urged to do so by me. Therefore listen to them. Listen to all who want to bring light to you humans, who want to enlighten you about your purpose of earthly life, about life after death and about your relationship with your Creator and Father of eternity. Do not reject them without having listened to them, for then you will reject me myself, who is close to you in the shell of those servants who want to instruct you. What they tell you is not their own. It is my word which they offer you, or else. I speak to you through them and you should listen to me because it is for your blessing. As soon as you pay attention to them, an inner voice will tell you that you are being addressed by me myself, and then follow my word and make use of the grace I offer you even without your request. Much blessing will come your way and you will be saved from spiritual death. Amen.